Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode 3 of Drunken Vets. Tonight we'll be talking about how the NFL is going soft, how you can't make a hit without getting a damn penalty call. We're also going off the biased judicial system, case in point with sexual assaults and sexual harassment cases, how it is very biased. And yes, tonight's episode is dedicated to, this is also a shout out to Sergeant Hernandez, my uncle, served U.S. Army, artillery. This goes out to his battle buddies, Corporal Mike Rojas and Corporal Wade Oldsby, U.S. Army, Charlie Company, 137, KIA, April 18th, 2007. This shot's for you, brothers. Salute to Valhalla. Ooh. What was that shot called again?
It's a Killmonger.
It's called a Killmonger. Will you please elaborate them? What the hell's a Killmonger?
A Killmonger.
God damn, get drunk tonight.
Is all kinds of clear liquor with a little bit of Sprite. And.
So dumb.
Good luck surviving.
On top of taking a shot of the Killmonger, this guy brought out some damn moonshine, so we're drinking. Where the hell? I'm gonna go grab it. Fuck it, I'll show him what we're drinking.
In the freezer.
Hey Zeke.
Oh,
shit's strong, isn't it?
Yeah.
What? You're drinking strong?
No, it's not.
Bull, dude, mine. So we have, it's called. Fuck, you see that? Bondurant Brothers Moonshine, and this new Hawaiian punch called White Water Wave. Ironic, we're talking about white people in the judicial system. God damn. Alright, first topic of the night, how soft the NFL is. And this hits home to us, doesn't it? Because we both play football. So what do you think about it?
Ridiculous, you know. It used to be where you could poke dudes in the eyes during the game and not get a penalty. Now you can't even hit them properly. Wrap up and put your head to the side and you can still get a penalty. It's ridiculous.
And I take it, let me guess, have you been playing football since what, before kindergarten? Flag football?
I started in fifth grade.
And from fifth grade up until you stopped playing, you were taught the exact same way to hit.
I was like 28 when I stopped playing too.
Like, these guys have been playing since they were just kids, and they've all been taught the same way since junior high, elementary, high school, how to hit someone. Now they're still trying to make them change it. All because of Tom Bitch Brady. It's ridiculous. Like, the hit on Clay Matthews, was it this past Sunday that he got the call on? That was a clean-ass hit. Like,
it's
that's what a sack was.
Since week one, he's gotten a penalty for hitting.
And it's ridiculous. Like, these are clean-ass hits, too.
Yeah, they are pretty clean.
That's the definition of a sack. Like, literally, drop to the head to the side, take him to the ground, and land on top of him. That's the pure definition of a sack.
Can't even land on top of him. The land on top of him thing happened because of Aaron Rodgers, because of his name, Anthony Barr, that plays for the Vikings.
Yeah.
He hit him last year and broke his collarbone. We're seeing a lot of that happening, and they just decided to
cut it.
It
just doesn't make sense, because how can a 300-pound lineman move in like 0.5 seconds from landing on top of someone? Yeah. Fuck 'em all, boy. All right, Dennis, just because your Rams are 3-0, 4-0, the fuck y'all are. I don't hear shit. God damn it.
The Rams are good.
Sup, Pringle? Yeah, the Rams are pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Dennis? I know you've been playing since Gaddis. Was that a clean hit that Clay Matthews did, or nah? Because I know you've been playing since Gaddis, and you're defensive. You were defensive too, weren't you? I was D line, so I see it as a clean less hit.
That's a clean hit.
Now, what happens at the bottom of a pile? That's a different story.
Yeah, the one with the Vikings, like, that should have been the Packers winning that game, because with that hit, they got an interception, and that hit brought it all the way back and gave the Vikings the first down. This is dumb. So the Vikings should be 0-3 right now. For any Vikings fans, y'all suck. Go Bears.
Like, what was that? Okay, the hit that Kazi did during the, I think it was the Saints game. Was it Saints? That Kazi did?
I have no idea
who that is. Kazi from the Falcons.
I
hate you. He did a hit, and I could kind of see it being illegal. Like, the guy was on the ground, he kind of slid and hit him in the face. I could kind of see that being illegal. Like, what was it like when the wide receivers were up in the air? They were free game.
Yeah.
If you hopped in the air, you were fucked. You were expected to take a goddamn hit. No offense or buts about it. Of course it was a clean. Mate, big cack. Big cack don't mean shit out here. Goddamn, dude. Are you sure he's not strong?
I don't really taste anything. I mean, I taste it a little bit, but...
All I taste is pure fucking moonshine. I don't even taste the goddamn wine punch in this bitch. I will man up and drink this goddamn shit. Like, the NFL needs to man up with this goddamn hitting rule. They might as well implement fucking flags pretty soon now. I would ask Isaac his info on it, but he never played football. He was a dirty Mexican that played soccer.
That's football. What
the fuck you got there?
Bags of chocolates.
Really? They do look pretty good, though. I can't deny you the fact that.
Yeah, try this
one. What, Isaac?
That's just fucking good.
Isaac, congratulations on the new kid. I'm proud of you, dog. Still can't believe it, but pullout game was weak, dog. God damn, it's fucking delicious. Isaac, what do you got a dildo for? Like, this is going way off fucking topic. All right, does anybody want to go live? Right, anyone hop on live with us and talk about this damn weak ass NFL going on right now? These are fucking delicious.
Where's Eric?
Eric, I don't know. He should be on right now, but what other NFL rules are implemented right now?
I know. I got the memo.
The nose.
I just know the roughing the passer.
And you can't hit court. You can't hit fucking wide receivers in the air anymore. Can't do that one.
Yeah, I think you can hit them in the air. It's just if they're defenseless. Because, I mean, you don't have to wait for them to land when they jump to hit them.
Oh, and you can't lead with the fucking helmet.
That's smart, though.
It is smart, but everyone does that, though. Like, you can't lie.
I've never done that.
You see majority of people... Lies. Everyone in their goddamn football career has led with their helmet at least once or twice. That's why I got so many concussions.
I've never had a concussion, I don't think.
They suck.
Whenever I hit someone, I'm a hard hitter. Especially when I was in shape for football. I'm 310 now. I was 230 when I played football. I would shrug my shoulders and lay down like this.
And you're a corner. You're a cornerback, right?
I was a safety.
You're a safety.
I played corner too, though.
What were you, Dennis? Were you cornerback or strong safety? No, I can't do it anymore, man. I want to. I'm trying to lose weight here, goddammit.
This is like...
That's like 50 calories per each one. I bet. Bet. Or is there trying to be manly talking about fucking football and you're trying to romanticize me with some chocolates and shit?
It's 150 for 4 pieces.
That's about like 30 per fucking one. I don't know fucking math that well.
You drinking liquor.
That's the difference, guy. What's your opinion on Colin Cowherd? On his show, he said that Clay Matthews needs to learn how to tackle better. And how stupid is that?
He's fucking stupid, Colin. I hate that dude the way he talks. Colin Cowherd or whatever his name is.
I know exactly who's talking about him. I haven't seen that episode, but knowing who he is and just in general,
he never played football.
He's never played football. He hasn't really had to fucking hit someone. He does not know. To me, Clay Matthews made some clean-ass hits. Like, completely clean-ass hits. The fact that he's trying to sit there and justify how to hit someone when he's never himself been taught how to play football makes no absolutely no goddamn sense.
And the even crazier thing is, like, the one guy...
Let's see if we can pull up the video and see what they say
for the Cowboys or somebody. Hit the quarterback and he tried to contort his body so he wouldn't land on him and get a penalty, and he tore his ACL. He's out for the season now.
Didn't Jimmy Garoppolo? It was Jimmy Garoppolo, the quarterback. Wait, didn't Jimmy Garoppolo?
He tore his ACL a long time ago.
Oh goodness. Let's see here. Let's look up that video real quick. I forgot his last name, but Colin Parr. Clay Matthews. Listen, I remember coaching you in youth football. Oh man. Oh yeah, that was my old coach back in the day. I used to play football with the Suns. There you go, Colin Cowherd. Here we go. Actually, that was his last name. Oh, I get it, Cowherd. I got it. Let's see here. What you got?
Yeah, that dude never played football before. Wow. He was the one saying that Baker Mayfield was going to be trash.
That one lady on ESPN knows more about football than she does, and he does. Mm-hmm. See what he says.
On a hit on Kirk Cousins. Now, first of all, it's a bang play. And of course, this was a penalty on Clay Matthews. I probably would not have called it myself. But it wasn't the hit, it was that quote, he lifted and drove the quarterback into the ground, which is really arguable. But the Green Bay fans, I want to give you a heads up. You do realize the reason there's actually an emphasis on this in the NFL, Joy, is because, last year, Aaron Rodgers. That's why there is an overemphasis on this play call. Listen, the NBA, 30% of the NBA.
All right. So what I can say with him is, I get what he's saying about picking up and driving the quarterback. Because whenever you get a big hit on the quarterback, you're going to drive him to the ground. Are you not?
I get it.
Because I know you've done it.
It's football, and you know playing football that you can get hurt at any time on the field. I got freaking blindsided and laid out before, and I didn't get mad at the person that hit me. I got mad at myself for not keeping my head on the swivel.
Oh, yeah, like on special teams when you're running down and you're not paying attention, you popped in the ear hole?
Definitely. But it wasn't on special teams.
And that's happened to me like 3-4 times. You're just laying there on the ground. Like, I'm not even going to get up. Like, I'm just defeated. My fucking ear's ringing. I got a headache. I'm going to fucking just lay here and wallow in self-pity.
But, like, I remember getting hit and my feet were in the air and everything, and I was just like, this can't be life right now.
This is fine. You're just laying there like, this is fine.
I don't even know who hit me. Like, you know, usually, like, someone hits you and then they'll stand over you like, yeah, it was me, bitch.
Yeah.
They didn't even do that. They didn't have respect for me to do that. They just walked away.
That's pretty fucking sad, goddamn it.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's see if we can look up NFL hitting rules. Let's see if we can figure out what the new fucking hitting rules in the NFL is right now. NFL hitting rules. Here we go. We got Colin Crapper is crazy. This is a modern day gladiators. This is why we watch it. Let them play. Exactly, like in college football, pretty much anything's legal. Pretty much. You can hit however you want in college football. They've implemented some rules, but nothing to the extreme like the NFL has.
So this is what they should do. They should take these rules before they implement them into the NFL and go to some shitty division in college football, implement them there, and then see how it does there for a couple of years, and then implement it into the NFL.
So that way they learn in college, so they go into the NFL and forgetting everything they've learned their entire life. Because that's how they're going to get hurt, because they got to change everything they know since they played in fucking diapers.
Now they got to change everything all of a sudden.
They won't.
NFL
is about making bucks and keeping people safe.
Who's the fucking general manager again? The owner of a job? The owner of the NFL. What's his name? The general manager? That
Roger Goodell.
Yeah, Roger Goodell needs to get the fuck out of there. That guy is fucking garbage.
The old guy, I can't remember his name, but I remember what he looks like. He was a lot better. I mean, the rules weren't as shitty, and people didn't get fined for every little thing.
Even like, remember last year when Adrian Brown did the fucking twerking in Enzo?
No, I don't. No, I do.
He got fined like a motherfucker for that. It's like, literally, everything you do is a fucking fine. Like,
who was it? My team. I can't remember what team. It was just this last past Sunday. Somebody scored a touchdown, and they, I think they act like they were humping the ball or something like that. They, you know that one dude that's on those videos where that guy's like, "Oh, what is you doing, baby?"
Peter, pick up, pipe up.
Yeah,
man,
he was doing that.
Man,
and he threw the ball in the crowd, and he got a penalty for it.
I can see that being Antonio Brown. Like, it's not him, but I can dead ass fucking see that shit being Antonio Brown right now. NFL's new helmet hit rule. Let's see what's that. I really haven't been keeping up with NFL, honestly. I don't know a lot of these rules.
Honestly, this is the first year that I've actually legit watched.
I feel like something's got to give them the NFL, because besides the whole Colin Kaepernick and everyone having sides with that, whatever the case may be with that, people are losing interest because of all the fines and the lack of big hits. Like, I remember every year they used to have a fucking hit highlight reel.
Yeah, and that's one thing, excuse me, that they changed is the kickoff. They made the kicking point closer.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
They don't get so many big hits, because that's where you used to see it. Like, all the big hits were on kickoff. And now you barely see kickoff because, you know, when a kicker kicks the ball, it goes out of bounds, so they don't get returns.
Deadass, one of the best hits I honestly ever saw was Dolphins versus Saints. Reggie Bush got laid out by fucking, what's his name?
It wasn't Brian Dawkins. I keep thinking it was Brian Dawkins.
But well, it was a hit like Brian Dawkins.
They were playing the Eagles, I think.
No, they're playing the Dolphins.
No.
Yeah. Deadass, that was the Dolphins.
You're talking about the one where he caught that swing pass or whatever?
Yeah, and he got laid out.
On the right side. Yeah, they were playing the Eagles.
Was it? Mm-hmm. I deadass said that was the Dolphins.
Yeah, it was the Eagles. Because I keep thinking it was Brian Dawkins. But it was, like, I think number 20 or something like that.
And just fucking wrecked. Like, Reggie Bush is on the ground, like, crawling and shit.
Yeah, he got laid the fuck out.
Like, that's when football is fun. Like, that's when...
That's that welcome to the NFL rookie. Yeah.
Like, what was it? I'm surprised the stiff arm the Steelers got to do on the Buccaneers didn't fucking get called.
Yeah.
That was nasty, though.
That dude deserved it, though. He used to play for the Bears, and he was the Bears safety, and he sucked balls.
Deadass, man. Like, I don't know if that guy was able to go see his wife after that. Like,
I mean,
would you show your face after that?
Probably not, because that's embarrassing to get stiff armed like that. Like, that's just another man outmanning you.
There's stiff arming, and then there's that's assault right there.
He pushed his soul out.
He slammed the shit out of him with that. Whatever. It was Sheldon Brown from the Eagles that laid Reggie Bush out. There you go, Sheldon Brown. Thank you, Jonte. Oh, yeah. I think Jonte's an Eagles fan, too.
Makes sense.
You know what? I'm still a Falcons fan. Rise up all day, every day. Jet Jones, Matty Ice.
The Falcons got a good receiver core.
Just our goddamn offensive coordinator is fucking garbage. Calvin Ridley is a beast, though.
He is.
Calvin Ridley is a goddamn beast.
He touchdowns that last game.
Hell, yeah. Honestly, if we would have kept, what's his name? Well, yeah, fucking Turbo Taylor, but what's the name, Kyle Shanahan?
Oh,
if we would have kept him, we would have been, like, probably back to that Super Bowl, like, dead ass. Like,
I could see them if they had, can't remember his name now, brain farting like
I can see them being like a lot better than the Saints because they have crazy weapons.
Even I was even thinking once they called the Patriots offense coordinator that left. I think he would have been good too. Big out the beard.
Yeah, the beard.
Can't fucking think of his goddamn name. Jonte, what's his name? Fuck, I can't think of his damn name because I hate the Patriots.
I just heard his name the other day because I was watching the Lions play.
And,
the Lions head coach now.
And he was sitting there regretting every decision he ever made. Honestly, he's stupid. Why did he go to the fucking Lions?
Because he got paid.
I mean, you get paid more, but I mean, do you want to get paid more and stand on it and stay on a losing
team? Got a deal where he can build his own team and make it.
That is true to a sense, but you have the reputation and the fucking Lions. Especially since, like, Cleveland's all they're celebrating because the first time they haven't gone 0-0. Oh, I mean, 0-1.
16-0.
Yeah, since fucking. Since what's it called? 2017? December?
2016.
Do you see that thing where they had, they have crates of beer, free beer, and they can't open it until.
Dropped off.
Yeah.
They dropped off because they won.
I bet you that beer is flat as a motherfucker.
No, I don't think it's been in there that long.
That shit has
just did it this season. They just did it this season.
It's kind of sad that when they tie, they consider that a victory. Like, that's like their Super Bowl right there. I don't know if that's sad
or they're just happy when they tie. Because they should have won that game, but Tyrod Taylor sucks.
I can see that, honestly.
So does Baker Mayfield, yeah, and he won.
Dude, Baker Mayfield's a beast.
Yeah, so far, I mean, it's too early to be saying his praise, but.
How do you feel about Fitzpatrick? Fitzmagic.
What did friggin', what's his name called? That big ass dude that used to play for the Steelers.
Ben Watson?
Harrison.
James Harrison?
James Harrison, yeah. He was on Shannon Sharp's show. Skip Bayless' show, Undisputed is what it's called. And he called him something Patrick. It was funny as shit though. Because he fucking threw like four interceptions in the last game.
Yeah.
He threw like four touchdowns, but he also threw like four interceptions.
Austin Nolan actually showed like everyone just showed the touchdowns, not the interceptions.
No, they showed the interceptions.
He came out looking like fucking Conor McGregor. What's up, Fookers?
Yeah.
I'm here to show you I'm the fucking champ right now. I'm here to fuck you up, Mayweather. Oh, shit. I was kind of pushing this off because I was trying to hope this lasts longer, but right now, we're about to bring, I guess now is better than any time, we're talking about the bias judicial system in a way like, all I can say is, I hate using this word, white privilege, but the best way I can describe white privilege is Brock Turner. That is hands down the definition of white privilege.
Fucking raped and passed out a girl or some shit.
Yeah, and he got off scot-free, and the judge pretty much said he's just a young, dumb kid. They all do stupid shit. And see, this is where...
I mean, I've done dumb shit when I was young, but I never raped somebody, so...
Yeah. And the fact that there was not only DNA evidence, like two or three witnesses that pulled him off of him, probably beat the shit out of him. The actual victim herself.
That's crazy.
And what pisses me off is when Bill Cosby, when he got sentenced to jail to 3 to 10 years, he was called a violent sexual predator. I'm not saying... So one thing with drunken vets, first and foremost, we do not condone or support sexual harassment or assault in any way, shape, or form. If it's ever happened to you, please seek help and get the justice that you deserve. That being said, the fact that Bill Cosby was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison, called a violent sexual predator, with no actual evidence, just the victim, the word of the victim's mouth, and other claims against him, he got 3 to 10 years in prison. Brock Turner, with all the evidence that he had against him, all he got was like, I think it was like 2 months, and now he's trying to fight to get sexual I think it was too. He's trying to get his name off the sexual offenders list right now. He's fighting for that. leaning. I just don't get that. Like, that's some straight up bullshit. Honestly. The fact that. I just don't like the way they're treating Bill Cosby.
I just. I don't know. I don't. People say that they believe all that stuff about Bill Cosby, but I'm just like. I can't say that I believe it. Like. He worked with a lot of people who were just gorgeous. And I don't see him. Like, he didn't do anything to any of those people, so why would he do anything to all of these people who were saying something? What, like 35 years later?
Yeah.
Like, I was never one to believe something like that. Especially, like, if you have that much money, like, you could pay somebody to do something with you if you really want to. But I know it's not about that. It's more about power and stuff like that.
And he, what was it, like, the early, like, 70s? He was, like, probably one of the most powerful men on television. Like, dead ass. Sure. The Cosby Show was one of the most iconic TV shows around. And any other Fat shows,
Albert.
Fat Albert, fucking Sesame Street.
All kinds of shit that he had his hand in. And now, they want to just tarnish his legacy. That's all it is, really, to me. They want to ruin his legacy.
I can see that, too. And there's a lot of other high-profile cases. Like, I got this pulled up. It's called Five Sentences Like Brock Turner's That Drive Home on How Poorly Our System Handles Sexual Assault. Deadass, like, I got it right here. Let's see here. Let's read one of these cases right here. Austin James Wilkerson, 2 years of work and school release. Well, technically a longer sentence than Turner's. Austin James Wilkerson. So, I want to see, what did this guy do? Doesn't say what he did, but he was a convicted rapist, but he was allowed to continue school and working while serving time. So he's pretty much on in home arrest, honestly. And he was allowed to go to school and fucking work. And again, oh wait. I don't know. He might have missed.
No, he doesn't.
We got Mark Hewlett. Mark Hewlett admitted to raping the girl many times when she was 17 years old, but Judge Edward Cashman, claiming no longer believes in punishment, gave Hewlett an amazing light 60-day sentence. 60 fucking days, and he openly admitted that he raped someone. 60 days. Alright. It just doesn't make sense how the system works right now, honestly. Especially towards minorities and especially black people in general. Because guarantee you, if Brock Turner was black, wouldn't he be pretty much sent to death sentence right now?
Probably. This is going to get a little personal for me. I just don't believe, like, anything that these people said about Cosby. And I don't understand, like, how these victims can go so long without saying anything. And they're pretty much adults when this stuff happens. Like, I was a victim of something like that, and I was only like 5, and I said something immediately. So if I can do it and I was that young, I feel like these adults should be able to do it, and they're grown. So, like, I don't know, it just bothers my mind. That's why I'm just like, it doesn't make sense.
Like, have you been keeping up with the news with the fucking Republican House nominee?
Nope, don't watch the news.
Brent Conavan, he was, Trump nominated him. You know exactly what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That case is very controversial in its fucking self, and I know you're laughing your ass off about it.
I was watching this video of him talking, and they, like, did some edits to it, and they had, what's that movie, with Samuel Jackson and John Travolta?
Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, they had Samuel Jackson's part when they were in a diner talking to those people.
Really?
They had his part cut into parts of when he was saying stuff. That shit is so funny.
That's a fucking iconic ass movie. Let's see here. Let's pull up that case. Let's pull up Brett. And we'll come. come back to this list because there's some pretty fucked up cases on here.
Someone say something. Or read.
No, that was earlier.
I'm telling them to say something.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, y'all. We have no one watching right now. Sadness, isn't it? Let's see here.